The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome to the feast of St. Martha today. St. Martha, who's best known for the story that comes from the Gospel of Luke, in which Jesus comes to visit Martha and her sister Mary and their brother Lazarus in their home. And if you remember the story, Mary sits at Jesus' feet while Martha does all the work. She's in the kitchen, she's doing the serving, she's cleaning up the dishes, and Martha's just had enough of this, and she explodes onto the scene, and she says, "Hey, Jesus, you tell my sister to help me. Can't you see I'm doing everything here?" And Jesus replies, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and worried about many things. Only one thing is necessary." That's the most famous story about St. Martha, but if that was the only story that we had about St. Martha, you'd wonder why she was ever canonized a saint at all, right? The church is not in the habit of canonizing people who complain out loud and tell Jesus what to do. But fortunately, we have this story from the gospel that we just heard, the gospel of St. John, which tells us a whole other side of Martha, and it's a story of Martha's faith. Now, the story starts when Lazarus, her brother, had already been dead and sealed in the tomb for 4 days. And that little detail is included deliberately in the Gospel of John because there was a Jewish pious belief that after someone died, their spirit hovered over their body for 3 days. And so they deliberately mention that it's the fourth day to show that he's definitively died and that absolutely all hope is lost. That's when Martha professes her great faith. I'd like to recommend St. Martha to you for a couple of reasons, okay? Couple of reasons. First one, St. Martha is a friend to you if you are stagnant in your faith. Do you ever feel like you're stuck in place with the same faults? You confess them year after year after year, same sins this year as there were last year, as there were the year before that. Have you ever felt like you despair of ever getting any better? You're just stuck. Take a look at St. Martha and call on her for help, because look at the progress Martha made from that first gospel story until the one that you hear right here. What humility she learned. What faith she learned. You know, you look at the Gospels and you hear about the scribes and the Pharisees and their arrogance and their pride, and they stay that way. They never get any better. But look at St. Martha. Look at the progress that she makes. Call on her if you feel like you're stuck in your faith. She's a friend in a high place, okay? Second reason to call on St. Martha: for help if you are grieving the death of a loved one. If you're grieving the death of a friend or a family member or a loved one in any way, remember, St. Martha was the first person to ever hear Jesus say the words, "I am the resurrection and the life." And Martha says to those words, "That is what I believe." Now notice, Jesus does not say, "I'm a wonder worker." Jesus does not say, hey, I can raise the dead. Hey, I can give life. He doesn't say anything like that. He says, I am life itself. I am the resurrection, claims only God could possibly make. Lots of great spiritual leaders down through the ages, they've made lots of claims. They've told us how we're supposed to live, and they've told us how we're supposed to treat one another, and they've told us important lessons and the difference between right and wrong, and they've even told us that death is not the end of the line. Only Jesus says, I am life itself. And what you see on Easter Sunday morning when Jesus comes back from the dead, showing that death has no power over him and he will never die again, that's going to happen to everyone who confesses from their heart this faith in him. That's what Martha says is her faith as well. We need to make it our faith as well. Because all the prosperity in the world, ladies and gentlemen, all the prosperity in the world means nothing if you have to surrender it in death. You know, all the riches and honors and positions and people pine after, from the point of view of death, it's has absolutely nothing at all. Even love means nothing if it's not eternal. If you have to surrender it in death, it has no meaning. Martha believed that Jesus was life and love itself. Let's pray that her faith becomes our own and ask for her prayers to help us today. Saint Martha, pray for us.